Hello, lads and lasses. Welcome to another episode of Cow Daily. Today, we're going to talk about Suella Braverman and Rachel Reeves' cruel off against each other, targeting refugees and asylum seekers, using them basically as a political football, which obviously, given that we're discussing some of the most vulnerable people on the planet, I personally find it morally reprehensible, and I'm going to assume that you would too, given the fact that it's absolutely disgusting. Bit of background, but before we do, please comment, rate, and subscribe. Also, if you could go to, please watch the stream on the Cow Daily YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/cowdaily. Links in the description of the podcast. We're trying to get that channel monetized. We're about a third of the way there. So if you could watch it there, that would be absolutely magic. Also, please sign up to the Cow Daily mailing list. That's the link in the description. Takes you 2 seconds. Put your email address in, press send, done, and await emails. Also, as well, if you'd like to support our work, please go to patreon.com/cowdaily. That's patreon.com/cowdaily. Also, you can give a one-off donation, help support our work. Also, get the keep the lecky on, buy a brew, out you like. You go to the PayPal link in the description. Shouts to Petter Heil for doing just that earlier today, I believe it was. Cheers, mate. Much appreciated. Also, Rob Colley for signing up as a patron as well. Love yous. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much. Got a comment in. Who we got in? Afternoon, Joanne. Joanne's in. Nice to see you, mate. Let me know what you're about. Also, really interested in your comments and thoughts on how refugees and asylum seekers are being treated by the Tories and what's supposed to be the opposition. yeah, it goes on. Anyway, also as well, just a quick mention, we're actually streaming on Twitch as well for the first time today. I set up a Cow Daily account there and have linked it. If you want to follow there, fantastic. But as I say, for the meantime, if you could watch on YouTube, that would be great. But I just follow the Cow Daily Twitch channel. I'll get that right when we get used to it. Link in the description also. That's on my link tree. It's not actually in the description, full description yet, but it'll be there later today. Also as well, audio and the Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you could help with defeat the CIA there, that would be fantastic. Leave me a nice 5-star review and subscribing. Right, that's out of the way. Let's look at some basic evil. Let's look at the face of evil.
Having a front page of the Telegraph with a plane taking off to Rwanda. That's my dream. That's my dream.
It's when will that happen?
Now, I was kind of conflicted when I was watching that. I wasn't conflicted in like what I'm saying is the face of evil, but what I'm saying is somebody taking what looks like performative glee in front of a, this was at the Tory party conference in some kind of like Telegraph interview with Suella Braverman. And it seems very performative. It seems like that kid who just wants to be in with kids. I'm not saying she's not nakedly evil herself. Of course she is. I mean, you can't like have that level of glee on your face. But it's just like, who are you trying to kiss up to here? Like, what is this all about? I just don't understand how people can be that evil. But it doesn't end there. I'm not just going to sort of put this on the Tories because it isn't. This is Rachel Reeves of the Labour Party and what she has to say to all of this.
To say that the UK should ban illegal immigrants from applying for asylum. She's going to use existing legislation under the Nationality and Borders Act. What's your reaction to that?
The Conservatives have been in government for 12 years now, and illegal immigration is on the increase. So this is a problem that's been made under their watch. They need to process claims faster, get people out of the country if they've got no right to be here, and get a grip of their failed immigration system, which is not working for British people, and it's not working for genuine asylum seekers either.
Yeah. So you'd welcome her plans to introduce legislation to make it easier to deport people?
Well, the problem is the government are not deporting people today, even when their claims have failed. What the government need to do is get a grip of the system, process claims quicker, ensure that people who have not got a right to be here are sent home. But that's not happening today, and that is 12 years of Tory failure.
Not doing it quick enough. You're not being evil quick enough, Suella. So crack on we want you to do it quicker. That seems to be all that Labour have, and it doesn't matter what it is, the soul has been ripped out of anything to do with them. And it's basically a case of like, oh, everything's just down to 12 years of Tory failure, everything's down to them. Have you not, like, throughout this time, not provided any opposition as soon as Corbyn was out to any of this evil and heinous shit? I think the answer speaks for its fucking self. Absolutely disgraceful and disgusting what's happening in those two main parties in regards refugees and asylum seekers. So, a couple of tweets at Matt Dathan on Twitter. Suella Braverman says it would be my dream to see a flight deporting migrants to Rwanda by Christmas, but she warns it will take much longer because of the lengthy process of legal challenges. Oh no, what a shame. You mean there's a legal system that can actually help like some of the most vulnerable people on the planet against this utter evil from you two? What a shame. So, two headlines from The Independent put together. Labour urges Suella Braverman to ramp up asylum seeker deportations. Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves says low level of deportations is a problem. Also, Rachel Reeves calls for deportations to be ramped up in a display of evil not seen for quite some time by a Labour politician, probably yesterday. Also, a key point as well, somebody's put, and they've linked it to the ramp up asylum seekers when the quote tweeted it, Kate Affleck Queen on Twitter, if you don't vote Labour, you're a Tory enabler. We say this every day, like activists, people who are trying to do decent things and also just highlight these abuses. You see, we've seen it with the Ford report and you've seen it all over Milk the Cow social media. People are like, tell us the difference now between Tories and Labour, meaning like, you know, Tories will do something heinous. What you got to say now? Like, she wants it done quicker. So how about you tell us the difference between the Labour Party and the Conservative Party? You. It's on you now. It's been on you before, but all this obtuse bullshit, overlooking racism, overlooking anything you want because it's get the Tories out. For what? So they can get people to Rwanda. To Rwanda. This place. Let me show you something, right? This is what you're advocating for by advocating for a Labour government. Let's have a look at some of this, right? 2 seconds. I'll just pull it up, find the right one. This is from Adam Beancough, and what he's saying is, this was from a little while ago, but obviously Boris Johnson's still in. Boris Johnson says that the UK and Rwanda have a shared humanitarian impulse towards refugees. Really? Here's what happened to the refugee centre Rwanda as part of a deal struck with the Israeli government, who appear to be ahead of the curve when it comes to treating people horribly. So it says, the analysis of the interviewees' testimonies revealed that none of them were given the promised opportunity to apply for asylum in Rwanda or Uganda, a promise made by the Israeli authorities as part of the effort to force them to leave. Their lack of identity documents exposed them to robberies, threats, and arrests, leading them to embark on a dangerous journey that included passing through South Sudan, Sudan, and Libya in search of protection. Throughout the journey, the interviewees were subjected to human trafficking, incarceration, the threat of forcible deportation to Eritrea, harsh conditions of starvation, violence, slavery, and torture camps in Libya, and a dangerous crossing of the Mediterranean Sea from Libya to Europe. How strange. Honestly, man, like, these people are disgraceful. They're absolute scumbags, right? It goes on within the Tory party, though. This is that absolute, I don't even want to call this lad, Lee Anderson, and then we'll do a little bit of myth-busting after we've heard from him.
To be taking steps in that direction, she's already told a lot of the police not to be so woke, and she wants them to get on with getting those crime figures down. But she's also making a speech today, hopefully setting out with a new law which will prevent it, or at least stop it being so easy for people to land on our shores and live here.
Well, that's right, Mike. I mean, this is... I was with Suella last night at an event where we both spoke, actually. She spoke at length about the small boats. And you know what? This new law she's going to bring in, where, you know, if you enter this country illegally, you cannot claim asylum. I mean, this is music to my ears. Yeah. This is what several of us in the blue collar and the common sense group have been asking for since day one. I just can't understand why this wasn't part of the Borders Bill. If you come here illegally, then there's no way you're going to claim asylum. that stops it straight away.
Yes, because that's what they did in Australia, and it worked very well there, yeah. Didn't it?
Well, it works very well. You know, they've got the pushbacks in Australia. They've got this law, what you quite rightly say, where if you do enter the country illegally, you're a criminal straight away, mm. And it's illegal to do that, and you're sent packing. We've got to do that. I mean, we've spent over 18 months with this borders bill. It's, you know, there's loopholes in there, and we're challenging it through the courts. A simple law would stop all that.
Yeah, it really would. And I mean, obviously, the Tory party have been in charge for 12 years, as we keep hearing from Labour, and that this hasn't ever really been properly sorted. And it looks as though now it could be as many as 50 to 60,000 arrivals this year alone, if it isn't stopped. Are you confident that this time, somehow, the ECHR and the European Court of Human Rights lawyers won't somehow stop it from happening?
Well, I hope so, Mike. I mean, Suella's making the right noises. I'm embarrassed, and I apologise to your listeners and your viewers about this every time I come on. You know, we've been having this conversation. I've been making excuses for 18 months now about the channel crossings. There is a simple solution. I think Suella's hit the nail on the head. Whereas if you were to enter this country illegally, then you go straight away. You're not claiming asylum. I mean, I don't know where the people traffickers go from there. If they know that the money they're taking is going to be wasted, if people think that they're going to waste $5,000 coming in to be sent straight back or sent to Rwanda, then that hopefully stops it. We've been taken for mugs. It makes me angry, Mike, when I see these illegal immigrants, and they are illegal immigrants, they're not genuine asylum seekers, as I said before. They're living in tents in Cali. Yeah. And then they get here and they're picked up and put in 4-star hotels. It's an absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
Hello, back again. Just put myself on full screen. Before we do bust a few myths and all of that lovely, benign shit, or relatively benign anyway, Lee Anderson, the main headline is, it's full of absolute shit. Parroting the bullshit of far-right activists, it seems. Now, there's a bit of myth-busting that I've put together. This is from various sources, are the Children's Society, Hope Not Hate, and The Guardian. So what we've got here. So there's a question here that was posed in a Guardian article. Surely it's legal to cross the channel by boat. If you're seeking asylum, then no, it is not illegal. The 1951 Refugee Convention even recognises that people fleeing persecution may have to use irregular means to both escape and claim asylum elsewhere. Now, key point on this, right, there was like all of these fucking Brexit ghouls giving it the big one, like, oh, when we leave, like, there was the Dublin Convention or agreement, I can't remember what it was, under EU law, refugees could claim asylum in whatever country that they felt safe. Obviously, leaving the EU, that doesn't apply. But the UK is still bound by the 1951 Refugee Convention. So what are they going to do, like, leave that? Well, in the past, you would think, oh, that's beyond the realms of possibility. Probably going to happen later today. We'll have a look and see. It goes on. So, 62% of all people seeking asylum wait longer than 6 months for a decision. £5.84 is what people receive a day. Banned from work and vulnerable families struggle to survive on just £5.84 a day. 36%, one in three people are granted refugee status on appeal. So, Children's Society say refugees are the same as asylum seekers. Legally, they're not. By UK law, refugee is someone who has been granted legal protection by the British state after leaving their home through fear of persecution. An asylum seeker is someone who has applied for protection but is still waiting for an answer. But legal definitions don't decide our identity. That's a really important thing. People are human beings. They shouldn't always be just labelled as this, that, or the fucking third. How about their names? How about that? This from The Guardian. So people will never choose to leave their family, childhood home and friend. This is a young person who works with a refugee organization and gets support from them. People will never choose to leave their family, childhood home and friends to come here and struggle. They have to do this because they want a safe life. When you have to flee your home, you want to try to make things better for you and for your family. It is all a struggle, and people will never understand unless they've gone through the same. The journey to leave your home is not easy, to come to another country to learn everything again. I mean, anybody who's like even attempted to live in another country, like obviously legally will know how hard it is with languages and whatnot. And as far as I'm aware, the government, going back throughout the last 12 years and even before, they weren't really funding like language and like sort of integration classes and sort of norms and values of living in the UK classes. So you're just fucking throwing people often in the hood and expecting like that to just work. How is that going to work? People have different cultural norms and values. And unless people who come to this country are welcomed by being given the opportunity to learn about what the norms and values are, there's always going to be problems. And those problems are disproportionately in working class communities where refugees and asylum seekers are generally placed. So what the fuck these people are talking about, I've no clue. Last one. Are asylum seekers living in luxury hotels the far right claims? Far right, in this case, can be Lee Anderson MP if you want. The quality of hotel accommodation varies. Most rooms are in budget hotels, which are being used during the pandemic because social distancing is not possible in accommodation the Home Office usually uses, especially those that have several bunks or bunk beds in one room. So the reality of why people were put in a variety of different kinds of hotels and the one Lee Anderson references on Talk TV, which seems to have one of the purposes alongside GB News to radicalize boomers, is saying that there were people, oh, they're putting 4-star hotels, it's a disgrace. You might as well be on a plinth for the National Front, you fucking cunt. Like, this is somebody who's an elected representative of the country, right? He's in a marginal seat. And I think that'll be one Labour seat that they would win that I would possibly cheer. Just on the Labour Party, Lee Anderson, he used to be a Labour Party worker and worked in the offices of Gloria Del Piero, who I believe now has a show on GB News. Funny that, considering she did absolutely everything she possibly could to stop a Labour government, allegedly, that is, being elected. So funny that, isn't it? Anyway, let's take some of your comments. What we're saying. Joanne is saying, I'm just watching the final part of the Labour files. How anyone can support the Labour Party is beyond me. Two top parties are just gross. I believe that's the one about how it's alleged inside Croydon, an independent media organisation, was hacked by elected officials of the Labour Party and others. I suggest people go and watch that. You can find that in Al Jazeera English. Also, I'll be doing a follow-up on that because I'm waiting on something being released. So just keep your notifications on for that. Nice one. Sarah Anderson, they are a complete shower of bastards. I fully agree, mate. That's what they are. Carl Hampton, evening. It's not. And StreamYard doesn't want to show you. There you go, mate. You're on. Robert Grady's saying, at what point will the media challenge the wrong description of a legal asylum seeker? Quite. Absolutely spot on, pal. When will they do it? Probably never, because there seems to be some kind of fucking rabbit out at the minute. Last comment we've got here, that's from Media Medusa 42 on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Helps the monetization of that channel. If you're watching it anywhere else, please watch it on YouTube. Very much appreciated. Might be lagging a bit behind the live stream, but I'm disgusted by the attitude about those seeking asylum. I still remember what happened to those coming over from Sangat refugee camp. I haven't actually released any of this stuff yet, but I was there. Oh, well, I was like near Calais, well, in Calais and around that part of the coast on probably about a month ago. And yeah, I'll be doing something on that coming up just when I've got the video sorted and all of that. Fucking disgusting. So dispiriting, upsetting and heartbreaking, seeing what's predominantly lads like walking around clearly in terror, clearly like shitting themselves. And we went up to this hill where you can look out and you can just see Britain. I've got a picture of it, and I was looking at it like, fuck that place. Bunch of fash running, fucking all of that. And then I was thinking, them lads are desperate to get there. You could see the desperation. There was cops everywhere. There was also, we needed some fuel. So we went on Google Maps and tried to find one. And the nearest one we found, literally, it had like a fence with like big high fence, spiky top. And you had to like sort of get scanned through this big gate just to go and get fuel, and as well our truckers were and all that. And obviously I'm assuming it's to stop people vulnerable people who were fleeing war and horrible situations from jumping in the back of lorries. Obviously, that's not the situation, but Tom Bomb it is. 1951 Refugee Convention says that they legally can. There are no illegal people getting on boats and coming. No, nobody's illegal. Lee Anderson MP's talking absolute fucking shite. And the media, well, it's not going to happen from bloody talk TV. And certainly not that idiot who thinks that you can grow concrete who was interviewing him. It's not going to come from them. But this is what I mean about like supporting independent media and supporting people who will, be it us or other people. So if you can support us, please do. Because like the state of the media at the minute is absolutely mad. It's mad. And I'm sure we can all agree on that. A few more of your comments. Joanne saying the media are complicit in the mislabeling of asylum seekers. Indeed. Andrew HC, hello, mate. StreamYard doesn't want to show your comment. I'll keep clicking it, though. I'll just read it. The BBC report on Dunkirk the other day was a propaganda of the highest order, appalling. If you could send us a link to that, I'd like to do a reaction video to it because I really want to see what they're about because the BBC... I don't want to get into all this woke culture war stuff and breaking that down because we're going to do that in the future. It's the main headline of it is the right wing are doing a lot of the finger pointing and blaming the left for doing that finger pointing. Some point parts of the left, the identity politics left, will do and feed into that. But they've been played like a harp by the right wing, and I don't know why they don't say it. But we'll break that down, and then I'll get called worse than shite for it. Possibly, who knows? What else we got here? Andrew's going to send us a link. Cheers, mate. Before we go, though, thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting and thanks for everything that you're doing just to keep things going. Please comment, rate, and subscribe. Audio, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and help us overturn the CIA. We're getting so bloody close, man, honestly. Honestly, I see the reviews coming. They're on a lag as well, and they keep going up and up and up. And I think we can do it. If we keep doing it, keep sharing it, keep telling people about it, keep subscribing, I think we can overturn the CIA, which will be hilarious. Also, please subscribe to the Cow Daily YouTube channel, youtube.com/CowDaily. And of course, if you want to directly support our work financially, that's patreon.com/CowDaily, patreon.com/CowDaily. Like Petter Howell did just this morning, you can leave a donation to help keep the lecky on, buy some brews, that kind of cool stuff via the PayPal link in description. Loving it. As ever, we want to give the people affected by this voice and a platform. And this clip I'm about to show you is from an aviation conference this week in Amsterdam. People affected by this who are talking about what the aviation industry's part in this are doing. And I'd like to see the aviation industry refuse to fly anybody to Rwanda. Love to see it. Let's hear in their own words.
Jason, you were explaining a little bit about it.
Sorry, Jason. Hi, everyone. I have a message for you. I have a message for the whole aviation and airline industry. Liberated Sky Airline is profiting from the pay of refugees in the UK by taking them from UK to Rwanda. They are working with the UK government racist plan to force refugees from UK to Rwanda.
Yesterday, the UK Home Secretary say the head dream is to send refugees to Rwanda. I'm a refugee. I'm a torture survivor. I come from the UK. And I ask you to do something. People need protection. People need love, compassion. That's all what we have to do.
They
know
to racism. They know to hate. They know to humanity. They know to cruelty.
Big up those people for getting up there and actually going to bat for everybody and not pulling the drawbridge up afterwards after they were managed to get safe. Unlike some of the people at the so-called top of the society, yeah. And as they said, spread love at all times, always. Thanks for being here today. See you tomorrow. All the best. Much love.